All right, hi, welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran. Welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here. We are talking about domain disputes and trademark bullies. And believe me, there's a lot of them out there, and a lot of these companies will be, you know, they'll buy these really bad domains, domains with dashes in it, or, you know, non-top level domains, like, you know, .infos or something. And then they'll get all pissed off when they see somebody else has their desired domain. And then they get all upset and think, well, you know, should I make an offer to buy the domain? Well, if I do that, then I kind of show that I have a weak position. Or what sometimes they do, this is something that you see, is they'll file a trademark after the person has their domain. They'll go, dang, I don't have the domain. I think I'm going to go file for a trademark, and then I'll try to bully the domain out of them in a UDRP, domain dispute proceeding, you know, like through WIPO or National Arbitration Forum. And those are called UDRP proceedings, Uniform Domain Name Resolution. And you agree to that when you buy a domain, that if somebody's going to pull a stunt like this, where they're going to try to steal your domains, you have to agree to go to this UDRP proceeding, or you can also have rights to go to federal court. And, you know, it can get a little tricky in there. But point is, this is trademark bullies. This is what they can often do. They try to get something for nothing. And then they think by suing you and playing the tough guy, going on the plaintiff, that somehow they can push you around and this, that, and the other. Well, what happens is, if you get into this UDRP proceeding, say a WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization, a lot of them are brought there, you fight for your domain. The plaintiff has to prove three things. And they have to be able to allege these things in good faith, especially when you have these intellectual property lawyers getting in and acting as if they know everything about trademark law. And then they get in, they can't even meet these elements. They can't even show the proof. And they're really just sham, what I would call a sham complaint. And that could lead to some problems. So if you're too cheap to get your own domain and do things properly, and you think you're just going to bully people, you should know that there is some downside consequences here, especially when the panel, and you can have either one judge, one arbitration panel member in the proceeding, or you can get three. I like to get three so that you have two out of three and there's some talking going on and it's not just one person making a decision. It's three people, okay? So, but this is what can happen. And so I'm going to have a case coming up here that I think you should probably bookmark. It's going to be a good one. But it is a case where two of the three panel found reverse domain name hijacking, reverse domain name hijacking by a lawful, like a law competitor, a legal competitor of mine, which I'm not going to name right this moment. We'll leave that for due time and due course. But they brought this claim, and so when a plaintiff brings a claim in the UDRP case, what I call the domain dispute court, whatever you want to call it, they have to prove three things. If they can't prove all three, well, number one, they shouldn't be bringing the case in the first place. You know, if you can't prove all three, why are you, especially as a lawyer, especially as an intellectual property lawyer, especially as a trademark lawyer, why are you bringing a case that you can't prove the elements? You know, so that smacks of really bad faith and things like that. But if you get into the case and you ask for a finding of reverse domain name hijacking, what we call RDNH, reverse domain name hijacking, and you get a finding of that, well, that's nice. You get a panel that does this for a living that says, yeah, this was a very abusive, bad faith proceeding, and that's what happens here. So at any rate, but then what the question becomes, what is your recourse? Now you have a decision from a UDRP panel, but that doesn't really have precedential value if you go to federal court, for example, to file under the ACPA, anti-cyber squatting consumer protection act. Say that five times fast. Anti-cyber squatting consumer protection act. Then you can bring a case in federal court for a reverse domain name hijacking and just basically telling the court that there were misrepresentations in the UDRP in regard to these trademark allegations, and that you want recourse where you can seek up to $100,000 in statutory damages. You may also be able to recover attorney fees, something that should be explored, of course. So at any rate, that is the basics of what happens, and there's lots of precedent where companies have succeeded in these ACPA reverse domain name hijacking claims. So, but I just wanted you to at least understand about it, at least understand the UDRP decision is separate, that if you end up going to federal court, you do have to prove, like I said, intentional misrepresentation. Excuse me. And if you can do that, you can succeed, you can recover damages and whatnot. There may also be some other causes of action that you may want to allege as well, such as like a malicious prosecution if your state supports that, or tortious interference with a contract. For example, if you have a contract with GoDaddy and there's a tortious interference with contract, forcing them to breach the contract for, let's say, for some really bad faith reason here. I mean, if you can't meet the elements of a UDRP proceeding, then perhaps you should never have even brought that in the first place, interfering with a contract where your domain gets basically disabled. The ownership of it gets disabled, and you can't transfer your domain. You couldn't sell it. You don't have the rights of ownership and whatnot when you get into these proceedings. So you would think that these things would be brought in good faith, you know, a legitimate dispute. But when you have these cases where, you know, it's a sham, what I call sham litigation, then I believe that there's recourse in federal court under the ACPA. And there, like I said, there is precedence. You can bring a declaratory judgment action under 28 U.S.C. 2201. You can seek statutory damages under 15 U.S.C. 1117. Again, attorney fees and exceptional cases. And there may be some grounds for punitive and whatnot for malicious bad faith actions and things like that. But you have to check your state laws. You have to check and see where your jurisdiction lies, what the rules are in your area and that kind of thing. But 15 U.S.C. 1114, D as in dog, 2, number 4, I-4, IV, is your reverse domain name hijacking statute in the United States. 15 U.S.C. 1114, D as in dog, 2, and then Roman numeral 4, 4, IV. So you can look that up, but basically it involves a registrar like GoDaddy taking an action based on a knowing and material misrepresentation that a domain is identical, confusingly similar, or dilutive of a trademark. And the person making the statement can be liable for damages, costs, attorney fees. Court can also order transfer or reactivation of the domain. And under Section 5, owner of a mark may file a civil action to establish that registration or use of the domain name is not lawful. So, you know, it makes it hard when somebody comes out and says, oh, I'm a trademark owner and you violated my trademarks and you got my domain and I want it for free. And, oh, it turns out I was wrong. But, you know, but now you can't write any blogs or do any podcasts or anything that may infringe on my trademark. Well, what do you do now? So now you may need to go into court. You have up to 5 years to seek cancellation of a trademark. So you may need to look into that angle, especially where the trademark at issue is a descriptive domain, just using common words in the English language, you know. So those things you may have to go just to defend yourself so you can write a blog, which is going to be the case that I have here. Is I have a very descriptive word at issue, and I, you know, it's hard to write a blog without this, you know, these attorneys that are upset at my stellar competition and they decided to pull this stunt, I would call it. So at any rate, but yeah, so those are the things. So if you need an ACPA lawyer or domain dispute attorney, UDRP actions, it's important to get an attorney in early, find out what's going on, make your best case in your initial pleading, not rely on supplemental pleadings, have your facts in order, have your defenses in line, you know, being able to make a good case, because you want to win the UDRP. If you're going to be forced into that, you want to win it. And even if you win it, like I said, because there's not, it's not a precedential value in federal court, you want to be prepared to pounce on them and vindicate your rights in a federal court if the situation warrants it. So that's just a general overview of the UDRP domain dispute proceedings. You have WIPO in the National Arbitration Forum where these cases can be heard. Involves your domain name registered. Mine is GoDaddy. GoDaddy located in Tempe, Arizona. So stay tuned. I'm going to have some good stuff for you coming up. And we're going to basically be tracking this case so that you can see how these cases progress, learn something about the system, and learn not what to do as a trademark holder. I mean, there is a way to just be really embarrassing about what you're doing, and there's a right way to do things. But we'll highlight that. You can watch all the action. Make sure to check me out on the internet. We're going to have some updates, video updates. We're over pushing for 35,000 subscribers this year. But check us out at attorneystevevideos.com. That's attorneystevevideos.com. So I hope this has been general legal information, helpful. I hope it's shed a little bit of light on this topic, which can be a little bit complicated if you don't know what's going on here. It's your first foray into the world of domain disputes. It can be a little complicated, but that should hopefully help break it down a little bit for you. And call us if you need us. You know where to find us, on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Thanks for listening. Got to run. If you like it, give me a thumbs up, give me a like, give me a share, give me a follow. Do what you do best. But thank you guys all for listening, and really enjoy having you guys around. Have a great day.